الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. So continuing with Sifat al-Salah of Shaykh al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. And alhamdulillah, wasalna ila al-fasl al-sabi'. We reached chapter number 7. And yet again, another very important topic. As we will see, this knowledge, it's upon each and every Muslim male and female to understand it. Because today we're talking about shurut al-salah, the conditions of the prayer. The conditions of the prayer. And inshallah ta'ala, when we discuss the definition of a shart, a condition, we will see its importance. Al-Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said, شروط الصلاة ما يتوقف عليه صحة الصلاة. So in the first line, we can see the importance of the subject. شروط الصلاة, the conditions of the prayer, are those things that the correctness and the validity of the prayer depends upon. Allahu Akbar. ما يتوقف عليه صحة الصلاة. The conditions of the prayer are those things that the correctness and the validity of the prayer depend upon. لأن الشرط في اللغة, because the meaning of a shart in the Arabic language, and this is لغة العلامة. A shart in the Arabic language, it means a sign. كما قال الله تعالى, as Allah the Most High, He said, فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. Do they then await anything other than the hour that it should come upon them suddenly? But some of its signs have already come. So here, أشراط is the plural of what? داود. Ahsan. Ashraat is the plural of shart. فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا, أي meaning what? عَلَامَاتُهَا, referring to its signs. So that's in the Arabic language, لغةً. وَالشَّرْط فِي اصطلاحِ أَهْلِ الْأُصُولِ. الشَّرْط, as defined by the scholars who specialize in the principles of Islamic jurisprudence, al-fiqh, they define it as ما يلزم من عدمه العدم ولا يلزم من وجوده الوجود. And I'm going to give that back to you to give me an example. The translation of that, a shart, a condition, as defined by the scholars who specialize in usul al-fiqh, the fundamental principles of fiqh, they say the definition of a condition, ما يلزم من عدمه العدم, that which the absence of the condition, it necessitates the absence of that particular matter. But its presence does not necessitate the presence of that matter. What does that mean? It's, if we say it in English without any examples, it becomes a bit of a tongue twister. In Arabic, it's clear. ما يلزم من عدمه العدم ولا يلزم من وجوده الوجود. Its absence necessitates the absence of that particular thing. But its presence does not necessitate the presence of that particular thing. Who can give me an example? Let's give the example that the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen gives. Let's just keep it wadih, right? So we look at the definition. Now, look at the definition for a shart. الشيخ ابن عثيمين said the definition of a condition ما يلزم من عدمه العدم. If the condition is absent, then that affair is absent. But if that condition is present, it doesn't mean that the thing is present as well. Let's give an example. طيب. الوضوء للصلاة. وضوء for the prayer. It's a condition for the prayer, right? الطهارة شرط من شروط الصلاة. طيب. يلزم من عدمه يلزم من عدمه عدم صحة الصلاة. If a person does not have wudu and they pray, do they have any prayer? There's no prayer. It's invalid. Null, void. لا يقبله الله. Allah will not accept it. طيب. Because al-wudu is a condition for the validness and the correctness of the prayer. Wudu is a condition for the validity and the correctness of the prayer. طيب. So ما يلزم من عدمه العدم. If that is absent, then the thing is absent. If wudu is absent, then there's no prayer. Prayer is absent, meaning it's null and void. If the person prays without wudu, لا صلاة له. طيب. ولا يلزم من وجوده الوجود. But if it's present, it doesn't mean that that thing is present. Meaning what? A person, كما قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين, لا يلزم من وجوده وجود الصلاة. A person may make wudu, but it doesn't necessitate that they're praying, does it? He may make wudu. Doesn't mean that he's necessarily, he's praying. فلو توضى إنسان فلا يلزم أن يصلي. If a person makes wudu, it's not compulsory upon him that he prays. Is that clear to everyone? The meaning of it? ما يلزم من عدمي العدم. If it's absent, then that thing is absent. If it is present, it doesn't necessitate that that thing is present. ولكن لو لم يتوضى. If a person didn't make wudu, وصلى لم تصح. And they pray, this salah will not be accepted. It's not valid. So that's clear to everyone, right? So with the example, alhamdulillah, the definition, which as I said in English, it's a bit tricky, it becomes clear. And with examples, things become clear, walillah alhamd. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, الشرط الأول دخول الوقت وهو أهمها. The first condition, from the conditions of the prayer, is the entry of the time. The entry of the time. دخول الوقت. ولهذا يسقط كثير من الواجبات مراعاة للوقت. الشيخ ابن عثيمين said, this is the most important of them. دخول الوقت وهو أهمها. The entrance of the time, the correct time, and this is the most important of them. And as a result, many of the obligations are null and void, taking into consideration the time. Meaning as the correct time is not present. They did not fulfill that condition. نعم. And then the Shaykh, he said, وَهَذَا التَّعْبِيرُ دُخُولُ الْوَقْتِ أَصَحُّ مِنَ الْوَقْتِ. This expression, the entrance of the time, he said it is more correct to say the entrance of the time as opposed to just saying the time. لِأَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَصِحُ بَعْدِ الْوَقْتِ لِلْعُذَرْ كَمَا لَوْ نَامَ أَوْ نَسِيَا. So who can explain that to me? What does that mean? The Shaykh said, it's better to say the appearance or the entrance of the time rather than just saying the time. Why? Fadha Hassan. Yeah, but why not say just the time? It's a condition. From the conditions of the prayer is the time. Al-waqt. I'm not saying dukhul al-waqt. The entrance of the time. He told you. He said because هذا تعبير دخول الوقت أصح من الوقت لأن الصلاة تصح بعد الوقت للعذر كما لو نام أو نسي. Because the entrance of the time, because if an individual prays outside of the time, they overslept. على سبيل المثال. Or they forgot about a particular prayer. Then alhamdulillah, if they pray when they wake up, or they pray when they remember, their prayer is accepted. Is that clear? So it's best to say, دخول الوقت. However, my question to you, if they prayed before the time, ما حكمه؟ الشيخ ابن عثيمين يقول الصلاة لا تصح قبل الوقت بإجماع المسلمين. No prayer is accepted before its time with consensus of the Muslims. So even فإن صلى قبل الوقت, if a person prays before the entrance of the time, فإن كان متعمدا فصلاته باطلة ولا يسلم من الإثم. If he prays deliberately before the time, his prayer is null and void and he's not free from sin, meaning he's sinful. The تعمد ذلك. طيب, وإن كان غير متعمد, if he done it and it was not deliberate, it was not intentional, لظنه أن الوقت قد دخل, because he thought the time had already entered, فليس بآثم, he's not sinful. However, that prayer, هل تصح صلاته, is his prayer correct, يا حسن? No, ولكن his prayer is not correct. صلاته نفل. The prayer that he prayed before the time is a supererogatory prayer. But he hasn't fulfilled the fariḍa. ولكن كما ذكر مصطفى عليه الإعادة. He has to repeat the prayer. لأن من شروط الصلاة دخول الوقت. Because from the conditions of the prayer is what? Entrance of the time. So is that clear to everyone? That's واضح? لكن, as we said, وهذا بإجماع المسلمين. That's with the consensus of the scholars. However, if he prayed بعد الوقت, ما حكمه يا حسن? If he prayed after the time, so we've already established, before the time, قبل الدخول الوقت, لا تصح صلاته. على التفصيل الذي سبق. If he prayed after the time, ما حكمه صلاته? What's the ruling of his prayer?
For those same reasons that you gave, for the one who prayed, it's the same rule. If he prayed after the time, knowing it, you know he prayed at the time? No, he don't have no salat.
Okay.
But if he prayed thinking that the salat was in, then it's salat is alhamdulillah. He have to it's a now. Then he prays the wajib.
Fadl Nasir, sa'idhu, bit-ta'bir.
If he prays after the time with an excuse, with a legislated excuse, then it's correct.
Ahsant, na'am. ومعلوم أنها تصح بعد الوقت لعذر. The prayer is accepted after the time if he has a valid, legitimate Islamic excuse. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, من نام عن صلاة أو نسيها فليصليها إذا ذكرها. Whoever sleeps through the prayer or forgets about it, when should they pray? When they remember. نعم. So even if it's after the time, you forgot, I didn't pray Dhuhr, it's time for Asr. Does he say, I'm not going to pray Dhuhr because I've missed the time? La, yusalli al-Dhuhr awalan. He prays Dhuhr. Why? Because he had a udhr shar'i. He forgot. Nisyan. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhta'na. Oh, our Lord, do not take us to account if we make a mistake or we forget. Or he was sleeping, he took a nap, mathalan. He was exhausted. He walked maybe all morning and he took a nap. Maybe just before Dhuhr, he slept, sleep overtook him, he slept all the way, he missed Dhuhr, he woke up at Asr. What does he do? Does he say, the time I missed the time? Ya Hassan?
Yeah.
He prays what Dhuhr when he wakes up. Ahsan. Why? Because he had a valid excuse. وَهَلْ تَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْوَقْتِ. So is the prayer accepted after the time? نَقُولْ إِنْ كَانَ الْإِنسَانِ مَعَذُورًا فَإِنَّهَا تَصِحُ بِالنَّصِ وَالْإِجْمَاعِ. If he had a valid Islamic, legitimate excuse, then the prayer is correct and accepted according to the text and likewise the consensus of the Muslims. نعم. Because if you only said the time, لازم ألا تصح قبله ولا بعده, then that would mean that the prayer before the time and after the time is not accepted. وقد فصلنا القول في ذلك. طيب. So Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, ولهذا يجب أن تعرف الفرق بين قول العلماء يشترط دخول الوقت وبين قولهم في صلاة الجمعة يشترط فيها الوقت. الجمعة لا تصح بعد الوقت مطلقا, أما غيرها فيصح بعد الوقت إن كان لعذر. So the Sheikh said here, and I'm not going to spend too much time on it, I'll just explain it briefly if you don't understand. طيب. The Sheikh says, so For this reason, you should know the difference between the statements of the scholars when they say it is a condition of the prayer, دخول الوقت, the entrance of the time, and between their statement when they say about Salat al-Jum'ah, it is a condition to pray in the correct time, Salat al-Jum'ah. Why? Because Jum'ah, الجمعه لا تصح بعد الوقت مطلقا. Because regarding Jum'ah, the Jum'ah prayer, time is a condition. And it is not correct to pray the Jum'ah prayer after the time. Meaning what? If you don't pray Jum'ah, you miss Jum'ah. You miss Jum'ah for a legitimate excuse. Do you say, I'm going to pray rak'atayn and usalli rak'atayn fil bayt? What do you pray? خلاص انتهينا. الشيخ ابن عثيمين, he said, the proof for this, والدليل على أن دخول الوقت من شرط الصلاة قول الله تعالى. The proof that the entry of the time is a condition from the conditions of the prayer is the saying of Allah تبارك وتعالى, إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. That verily the prayer is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours. Who's going to give me the i'rab of that sentence? إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. نعم. Verily the prayer, it has been enjoined. It is obligatory on the believers at fixed times. At fixed times. Meaning what? A fardan. So kitaban, meaning it has been prescribed, meaning it's obligatory, it's wajib. Mawqutan ay da waqtin. It has a specific time. The prayer, each prayer has a specific time. But what's the i'rab of that sentence? Inna salata, that ayah. Inna salata كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. فضل إحسان. نعم. طيب. أين اسم كان؟ ناصر ماذا عنده؟ نعم. إن شاء الله أعطيني إعراب هذه الآية. I want the إعراب for that آية. إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. ويعني كذلك نسيتم خبر إن. خبر إن كذلك. كتابا. خلاص. وكانت على المؤمنين.
كانت على المؤمنين. كانت كتابا.
كيف؟
كانت كتابا.
إدلس. خبر إن ماذا؟ منصوب مرفوع.
مرفوع.
كتابا هنا منصوب مرفوع. إجلس. إجلس يا ناصر. نعم. طيب. So continuing, إخوان. That's just a side point. إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. That the very كتابا meaning فرضا. It's an obligation. So we mentioned before in previous classes, يعني كتب أي فرضة. When you see the word كتب, prescribed, written, it means that it's an obligation. موقوتا meaning أي ذا وقت, there's a specific time. So Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said, فلا تصح الصلاة قبل الوقت ولو كان الإنسان جاهلا أو ناسيا ولا تصح بعد الوقت إلا أن يكون معذورا. Thus the prayer is invalid before the time, even if the person was ignorant or forgetful. If the person was ignorant, and then they يتعلم, they acquire knowledge, and they know they pray before the right time, يجب عليه الإعادة. He has to pray again. And what he prayed prior to the time, قبل دخول الوقت, في حقه نافلة. It was a supererogatory prayer. Even if he, يعني was mistaken, لظنه أن الوقت قد دخل. إذا تيقن أن الوقت ما دخل فعليه الإعادة. If he's certain that the time never entered, he has to repeat the prayer. The Sheikh said, and it is invalid after the time. If a person prays after the time, من غير عذر شرعي, without a valid Islamic excuse, then the salah is not accepted from him. However, if he has a legitimate Islamic excuse, as we said, he forgot, na'am, or he overslept, or the like of that, then his salah is correct and accepted. Is that clear to everyone? Barakallahu feekum. Person, alhamdulillah, at work, inshallah ta'ala, they take and they choose appropriate times, their breaks, to pray their salawat. Now, so Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, now he's going on, ikhwan, to talk about ولنستعرض الأوقات. Let us discuss the times of the prayers. Let us discuss the times of the salawat. How do we recognize it is the correct time to pray? So imagine you were in a place you didn't have a timetable, and a timetable is an approximation. How do you know it's time for you to pray a salah? How do you know it's time to pray a salah? These are the awqat. These are the times of the prayers based upon adillah, based upon proofs and evidences from the Quran, from the book of Allah, and from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waqt al-fajr, the time of al-fajr, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, min tulu' al-fajri, ay idha tabayyana ila an tatlu' al-shams. The time for al-fajr, it is from the arrival of the true fajr, meaning when the brightness appears clearly along the horizon. Remember we spoke about al-fajr al-sadiq wal-fajr al-kadib, the true fajr and the false fajr. Na'am. So the time for al-fajr, it is when it is from the arrival of the true fajr, meaning when the brightness is appears clearly along the horizon. That's when it starts. إلى أن تطلع الشمس, until the sun rises. Then he said, فالأفق مظلم كل الليل. The horizon is dark the whole night. فإذا دنت الشمس من الناحية الشرقية من الأفق بان نور الشمس. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said, the horizon is dark all night, but when the sun approaches from the east on the horizon, sunlight starts to appear. Sunlight starts to appear. فإذا تبين في الأفق. When the light clearly extends along the horizon from north to south, then this is the beginning time for Fajr. And I want to read something for the brothers, inshaAllah, from Al-Sharh Al-Mumti'. I want to read something because, again, we've discussed this issue numerous times, but we keep, you know, hearing of the same mistakes. You have people, you know, they go outside and they say that the time is not in. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen later on, look what he says, Ikhwan. He said, this is not known except if a person exits out of the city and observes the sunset. This is not known except if the person exits out of the city and observes the sunset. He said, وَهَذَا لَا يُعْرَفْ إِلَّا إِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِنسَانَ خَارِجَ الْبَلَدِ وَالنَّظَرَ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ. Meaning what? Because when you're in the city, there's so much light, there's so much pollution, there's so much going on. So if you want to look, alhamdulillah, go out, exit the city, go out, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And if you have illa, بَسَ alhamdulillah بِهَا وَالنِّعْمَةِ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ. إِذَا جَزَمْنَا, that the timetable is wrong, alhamdulillah, then nusalli, we pray at the right time. The timetable is an approximation. But if we don't know that it's wrong and alhamdulillah, it's being checked and it's accurate, then alhamdulillah, لا بأس به. بارك الله فيكم. It's mentioned by Sheikh Al-Fawzan. So I just wanted to mention that quickly. So then the Sheikh, he said, when talking about this time, he said, وَالْفَرْقْ بَيْنَ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ وَطُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ يَتَرَاوَحُ بَيْنَ السَّاعَةٍ وَالرُّبَعِ وَسَاعَةٍ وَالنِّصْفِ حَسْبَ اِخْتِلَافُ الْفُصُولِ. He said the difference between the arrival of Fajr and sunrise fluctuates between 1 hour and 50 minutes to 1 hour and 30 minutes depending on the different seasons. So that's the time of Al-Fajr. Naam. Who can give me some of the differences between the true Fajr and the false Fajr? Quickly. Give me one. Fadl. Fadl. The Al-Fajr Al-Kadhib is vertical. Al-Fajr Al-Kadhib is vertical. Naam, the Al-Fajr Al-Sadiq is all across the horizon. Likewise, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen mentions that Al-Fajr Al-Kadib, the false Fajr, يكون هذا النور لمدة قصيرة. There will be light for a small period of time, but then there will be darkness after it. Wal-Fajr Al-Sadiq, the true Fajr, يزداد نورا وإضاءة. It only gets lighter and lighter. It gets lighter and lighter. Inshallah, naktafi bihadha, but there are some of the differences between the two. So that's the time for al-fajr. The time for al-dhuhr, al-Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, وقت الظهر من زوال الشمس إلى أن يصير ظل كل شيء مثله زائدا على فيء الزوال. And whoever gets this. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, وقت الظهر, when is الظهر? He said, من زوال الشمس إلى أن يصير ظل كل شيء مثله زائدا على فيء الزوال. It is from when the sun passes its zenith. What's zenith? Who can explain to me? Sometimes this thing requires tasawwur, that we understand what we're talking about. When the sun is at its highest point of the sky. Min zawali shams, when the sun is at its highest point, is when the sun, it passes its zenith, meaning the highest point that it reaches. Ila an yasira dhillu kulli shay'in mithlahu za'idan ala fa'i zawal. Until the shadow of everything is equal to its size in addition to the shadow of the zenith. If somebody gets the answer for this, I want somebody to draw for me. Give me the drawing, kayf. How do we calculate that? If you do, inshallah, I have a hadiah for you. I have a gift. I want somebody to draw that for me. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, the time for dhuhr is when the sun passes is zenith. The highest, yani meaning the highest point of the sky. Until the shadow of everything is equal to its size, in addition to the shadow of the zenith. طيب, let me read the next part, so inshallah you can have a surah. He said, إِذَا طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسِ وَنَصَبْتَ شَيْئًا شَاخِصًا كَالْعَصَى أَوْ غَيْرِي. If, for example, when the sun rises, when the sun has risen, and you placed down a fixed object, you put like a stick, مثلاً, in the ground. You put a stick in the ground. Or other than it. صَارَ لَهُ ذِلْ. That stick is going to have what? It's going to have a shadow. طيب. هَذَا الذِّلْ كُلَّمَا ارْتَفَعَتِ الشَّمْسِ نَقَسَ حَتَّى يَقِفْ. The shadow of the stick is going to get smaller and smaller until it stops getting smaller. Everyone following me? So you put a stick in the ground. When the sun is, كُلَّمَا ارْتَفَعَتِ الشَّمْسِ, the more the sun rises, the shadow gets smaller and smaller. طيب, until it stops getting smaller. فَإِذَا انْتَهَى وَبَدَأَ يَزِيدُ فَحِينَئِذٍ زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ. So if the shadow stops getting smaller, and now it starts to get bigger, then at that time that's the zenith, meaning that's the highest point that the sun have reached. Meaning when you reach that point, ماذا زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ فَإِذَا انْتَهَى وَبَدَأَ يَزِيدُ فَحِينَئِذٍ زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ. So at that point, barakallahu feekum, when the shadow stops getting smaller and then it begins to get bigger, then the sun has passed its zenith. So the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, اجعل علامة من بدء زيادته. Mark, make a marking to show what? Where the shadow started to increase. فَإِذَا امْتَدَّ الظِّلُّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعَلَامَةِ إِلَى رَأْسِهِ بِمِقْدَارِ الشَّاخِصِ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ وَقْتَ الظُّهُرِ وَدَخَلَ وَقْتَ الْعَصَرِ. So he said, make a mark where the shadow started to increase, and when this shadow increases from this marker to its highest point, a length equal to the object itself, then the time for dhuhr has ended, and it's now time for Asr. That's wrong. That's khata. Give me a pen. Brother, he drew this. Now, what's wrong with it? So let's say, for example, this stick is, let's say, 1 meter. 1 meter long. But even you're saying that the shadow is 1 meter long?
It's just a little long.
That's wrong. Wrong. Still wrong. What's that there? I want you to bring a diagram to draw it for me. Maktuban. So you're going to draw something and you're going to show me the shadow. Look, he said, min zawali shams. The time for dhuhr is from when the sun passes its zenith. Ila an yasira dhillu kulli shay'in mithlahu. Until the shadow of everything is equal to its size. زائدا على فيء الزوال. In addition to the shadow of the zenith. So I want, تفضل.
It's double size.
No. And let's do وقت العصر quickly. فوقت العصر من خروج وقت الظهر إلى أن تصفر الشمس. The time for عصر is from the end when الظهر ends until the sun turns yellow, meaning it becomes yellowy in color. That differs in the summer and the winter. قد تصفر قبل الغروب بساعة أو قبل الغروب بأقل حسب الأوقات. And the sun may become yellow an hour before it sets, or less than that, depending on the times, and it may meaning it may be closer to sunset. However, the Shaykh goes on to say, وَتَقْرُبْ مِنَ الْغُرُوبِ وَالدُّرُورَ إِلَى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. However, in the case of a necessity, the time of Asr, it extends to when the sun sets. It extends until sunset. For Asr, there's two times. What are they? There are two times, according to Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen here. There's waqt al-ikhtiyar and waqt al-durura. Yani a time that we have to pray, and there's a time where we're allowed to pray if it's a necessity. So what's the difference between the two? Tafadhal.
If a person doesn't have a necessity, then they should pray the first time. But if they have a necessity, force them to, they can pray the time when the
sun is yellow. As the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen mentioned, He said, فَلَا يَجُوزُ أَن تُؤَخِّرْ إِلَى إِسْفِرَارِ الشَّمْسِ. It is not allowed to delay Asr until the sun it becomes yellow. It is not allowed to delay it past to this point. It is not allowed, it is not permissible to delay Asr until the sun becomes yellow. So, Ikhwan, you have what? You have al-waqt lid-durura. Al-waqt lid-durura, what does that mean? Meaning, أنه يمتد وقت الدرورة إلى غروب الشمس. If it's a necessity, a person doesn't, he's compelled, he gets caught up, you know, with his, some affairs, and he can't pray Asr at the beginning of its time. So when does he have? He has until when, Hassan? Nasiruddin.
Maghrib.
Yes, he has until sunset. إذا اضطر الإنسان إلى تأخيرها عن وقت الاختيار فيجوز أن يصلي إلى غروب الشمس. If a person is compelled, he can pray Asr all the way up until what? Until the setting of the sun. However, there's no durura, there's no necessity. When should he pray it? Hassan? Before? Before it becomes yellow. Al-Adhan, Afwan. فهريني كيف يعني؟ ما يحتاج إلى الله. لا إله إلا الله. When you see it, and I have it drawn, let's finish on this last point. With regards to Asr, Sheikh Ibn Athaymi gives an example. He said, an example of this, and يَشْتَغِلْ insan عَلِ الْعَصَرِ بِشُغْلٍ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ. He said a person becomes, he's occupied with something he can't escape. The time of Asr, it enters, but he's not able to pray يعني, at the beginning of the time. Because of a shughl, some type of thing that is preoccupying him, and he can't escape it. He said, for example, he's wounded, or he's, you know, he's rushed to the emergency room, or the like of these things. وَهُوَ يَسْتَطِيعَ أَنْ يُسَلِّي قَبْلَ الْإِسْفِرَارِ لَكِنَّهُ فِيهِ مَشَقَّةٌ. He can pray before the sun becomes yellow, but it's going to be difficult for him, because, you know, he's in that predicament. فَإِذَا أَخَرَ وَصَلَّ قُبَيْلَ الْغُرُوبِ فَقَدْ صَلَّ فِي الْوَقْتِ وَلَا يَأْثَمْ. If he prays, if he delays the prayer, but he prays before the setting, the sun is set, then alhamdulillah, his prayer is accepted and he's not sinful. He said, لِأَنَّ هَذَا وَقْتْ ضُرُورَةٌ. He said, why? Because this is a necessity as it pertains to him. So we understand that? However, فِي غَيْرِ وَقْتِ ضُرُورَةٌ. If he does, there's no necessity, when does he have to pray? Before when, Hassan?
Before the yellow.
Before the sun, it becomes yellow. Before the sun, it becomes yellow. Na'am. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll continue with Maghrib and Isha next lesson. We'll take that quickly and move on, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan wa barakallahu feekum. Aham shay, the most important thing, as we said, is to know that from the conditions of the salah, min shuruti salah dukhulul waqt, the entrance of the time. That you're praying in, mother, that the time has entered and it's the correct time.